Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Wednesday and happy Halloween to you guys. As you know, every Wednesday we meet you at 10:30 a.m. at Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. And we have two special guests with us today, and those are Tracy DeJong and Terry Teal. Tracy is an escrow officer and Terry is from Fidelity National Title. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
And Jeevan will be joining us soon. So how's the morning looking? How's Halloween looking up to you?
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun today. It's a beautiful day outside. It'll be a great day for everybody to be around,
it's
circulating and having fun with the kids coming by and picking up the candy, and it's all good. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
So what are we going to talk about?
Well, today, and this is George Duarte. We have our guest ladies will be speaking about title insurance. They're from Fidelity National Title Company. And to address questions that our audience might have on title insurance and escrow. What is title insurance? Why do you need it? When do you need it? How does it get paid? Basically, just some general overview on what title insurance is. And why it's a good thing and why it's necessary. So that's why we have the experts here today to help us out a little bit. So Tracy is our escrow officer and branch manager of Fidelity National Title here in Fremont. And Terry is the marketing manager as well from Fidelity. So shall we launch right into it at this point, or are we looking for Jeevan right now?
Jeevan is with us. We have connected with him.
All right.
Good morning. Yeah, how are you doing, Jeevan Zuchiji?
I am doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we are doing good as well. And we are celebrating Halloween in the studio. Missing you.
Woohoo!
Oh, that's so wonderful. You know, it's my son's birthday also today.
Oh, congratulations. A very happy birthday to him.
Thank you.
So my first question is to you, definitely. So Mr. Jeevan Zuchi, would you please give us an in-depth overview of the current California real estate market and how can you help the home buyers and investors in the market?
You always have these wonderful questions.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's on everyone's mind right now. And there are a lot of reports after years of red-hot home sales and rapidly rising prices, California will experience a weaker housing market in 2019 with fewer transactions and the smallest price gains in years.
Mm-hmm.
2019 housing market forecast indicates that a combination of high home prices and eroding affordability is expected to cut into housing demand.
Okay.
And contribute to a weaker housing market in 2019. This year, sales will register lower for the first time in 4 years. And it's according to a housing and economic forecast released by California Association of Realtors. It sees a modest decline in existing single-family home sales of 3.3% next year. Interest rates will likely rise as they are rising and compound housing affordability issues. Would-be buyers who are concerned that home prices may have peaked will wait on the sidelines until they have more clarity on where the housing market is headed. This could hold back housing demand and hamper home sales in 2019. You know, this is time when, you know, people have to start doing some thinking and understand the market better. And that's where we come in. You know, as you know, I have been a licensed real estate broker for more than a decade, and I'm committed to successfully complete all transactions for my clients. Due to a weaker housing market, I can be able to take you to a new construction with lower negotiated prices and higher upgrades. I can help you or anyone you know with all your real estate needs, such as buying, investing, you know, vacant land, single family and condos, townhouses. I can also find you an apartment building, as I'm a, you know, expert commercial broker also. I can find you an office building, a triple net property, a business, gas station, or any other commercial property. And I should mention that Money Bay Area landlords, they own rental properties that have significantly appreciated, yet lack the knowledge of how to convert their equity into higher stable income than what they are currently realizing. So it's time that my listeners, our wonderful listeners, call me to discuss strategies used by Bay Area landlords to potentially generate higher hassle-free income. And on that note, I will give the floor to George. I hope George agrees with me.
Great, Jivan. Good report, my friend. Thanks so much. To follow up briefly on what Jivan was saying about home prices.
So let me quickly give the information to our listeners.
Okay.
So if you would like to make an appointment or call Jivan Zutshi, the number to call is 510-589-3702. And his email ID is jivan.zutshi@gmail.com. And website is jivanzutshi.com. And if you would like to take George's help in mortgage, financing, or refinancing your house, the number to call is 510-377-9059. And his email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. And his website is georgeduarte.com. Floor is all yours, George.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Right. Not to get too detailed, but basically, I want to emphasize that home price growth has slowed. This is different and very important to understand. That's not the same thing as home prices going down. The rate of home price growth has slowed. So we have more of an even-paced market, which is better for buyers. We're seeing more inventory come on the market and more aggressively priced properties. So it's a tremendous opportunity for buyers, first-time buyers, and move-up buyers. So I want to mention that. Also, we've got a basic economic update. The 10-year yield is at 3.14%. This is a very good thing because mortgage rates have really been flat the last couple of weeks, a little volatility in the stock market. And so people, they rush to the protection of bonds,
mm-hmm.
and it's good for bond yields. The Dow today is at 25,165, was up 289. We've been seeing a lot of fluctuation for those who follow this, up, down, up, down. This keeps it interesting. The traders love it. They're making good commissions.
Mm-hmm.
The S&P 500 was at 2716, up 33. The NASDAQ 7305, up 153. Gold. $1,216 an ounce. And silver at $14.68 an ounce. So precious metals are looking good.
Thank you so much for the updates.
You bet.
So it's a good time. It's a good time in the market for the buyers.
They really should jump in. It really is. And, you know, it's going to continue to be strong. I mean, right here, particularly in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, our primary focus, aside from nationwide, is employment is strong. In fact, you know, the economic data, the employment number came out this morning. And the ADP employment report showed that there were 227,000 job creations in the month of October, and they only expected 178,000. So far exceeding expectations, and you know they keep complaining that there's a shortage of employees, but they keep finding these people. And
right.
Consequently, the unemployment rate is very, very low. And again, this translates into cash flow in the economy, prosperity, people feeling good about things, and so it's a good time to be a buyer at this point.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to add something to it, Tracy?
Right. So what we can do, if it's a good time, we can move into title insurance and,
yes.
and address and our guests.
Yes. So so we have Tracy DeJong, who is an escrow officer, and Terry Teal, who is a Fidelity National title person. So what would you like to say about the market going up and down and how important it is?
Well, George and I talk every Thursday on tour, and we always talk about the fact that the market has maybe become more normal.
Mm-hmm.
Homes are staying on the market a little bit longer,
yes.
but the prices are still holding. And maybe it's taking 30 days instead of 3 days, and maybe you're getting one offer instead of three offers.
Uh-huh.
But it's still a very robust economy that we're in here in Silicon Valley. So it's all positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. And you're still seeing good business volume at your company here in your branch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very
robust. So things are still happening.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good.
So listeners, let me remind you, if you would like to call in the studio, if you have any question related to real estate and mortgage, you can call 510-657-1170. And if you would like to contact Terry, her website is terryteal.com. Yes, George, we were saying something.
Right. So what we could do is perhaps speak with Tracy a little bit and ask it, Tracy, what is title insurance? Because people are
yes, this program is all about educating. So would you like to educate our listeners about the job you do?
Title insurance.
Absolutely. Title insurance is a one-time premium mm-hmm. whenever you acquire real property
mm-hmm.
that insures you as the buyer against any existing liens or encumbrances of previous owners.
So it's an actual insurance policy, isn't it?
It right. is indeed.
Right.
Right. So what it does is, and lenders require title insurance when you're purchasing a home because they want to be sure that their lien is in first position and that there are no prior encumbrances on the property that could impact the security of their loan. Isn't that right?
That is correct. So when you're purchasing property, you're actually going to see that you're acquiring two policies, one for you as the buyer and a second policy for the lender. Similarly, anytime you refinance or obtain a new loan, that lender will also want a title policy at that time.
Right. And then what that does is, again, as you said, protects the lender, and the cost of title insurance are part of the overall closing costs. They're delineated as a line item on the closing cost estimate, aren't they?
Yes, you're going to see them from day one whenever working with a mortgage broker or real estate agent on any of your estimates.
Right.
Okay. So how you gave the market update. Anything new around the area? Any properties, like which area is flourishing the most?
Dublin in our immediate area continues to be quite active, good mm-hmm. reasonably priced, great location for commuting.
Mm-hmm.
Union City is up and coming. Again, we're seeing areas that are relatively somewhat underpriced where people go to take advantage of those type of pricing opportunities. Also, Union City is good for commuting, centrally located right here by the bridges. And then Dublin out there by the freeways and BART. So
I think last week we were talking about the list, right? The most favorable places, and Dublin was at number 7, I think, you mentioned.
That's right. Last
yes.
week we talked about, and there was the annual money survey
mm-hmm.
of 100 top places to live in the United States, and Dublin came in number 7.
Yeah.
Our very own Dublin, right? How about that?
Right.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of building going on out there.
Very much
right.
so. Very much so. Yeah, it's very, very nice place. Weather's there really great, too, actually.
So to all the listeners who have just tuned in, you're at the Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings, and businesses. If you would like to call him, the number to call is 510-589-3702. And his email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com and website is jeevanzuchi.com. And on the other hand, George Duarte, he's a mortgage expert who can help you with mortgage financing and refinancing your house. The number to call him is 510-377-9059 and his email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com and his website is georgeduarte.com. And you can also call. We have a couple of more minutes in the show. You can call in the studio at 510-657-1170 if you have any question related to real estate or mortgage.
Right. Thank you. Excellent. Well, ladies, let's we talked a little about title insurance. Let's talk about what else a title insurance company does. Let's maybe talk a little about escrow. What is escrow? We all have heard the term escrow. What does it mean? What
yeah.
does it do? So that's a function that the title company does. Can you tell us a little about what escrow is and what it means?
Yes. So as escrow, we are a neutral third party. We represent and act on behalf of both buyer and seller, taking instructions from them directly and or their representative agents. We oversee all funds and documents for the purchase and or financing transaction and ensure everything closes in accordance with mutual instructions.
Okay, so that's the first must-have after you finalize the property and you're ready to go.
Exactly.
Yes, so once you have an accepted contract, the real estate agent, first thing, will reach out to their escrow officer and get going on title insurance and an escrow.
Mm-hmm.
A very critical function to stay organized.
And one of the first things we do is we order the preliminary title report, which provides the advance information on the matters that are accepted from the coverage, such as liens and judgments, thereby giving the owners and time to correct the flaws. So that's kind of what we do. We issue the prelim, do the search in the title plant, get the information up front, and start going to work on clearing those liens so we can issue clear title at the time of close.
There we go. So if you get a preliminary title report, also known in slang as the pre, that means when the title insurance company issues the report that you are prepared to insure the title. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, we are prepared to insure title once we've resolved any immediate concerns on the preliminary title report.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's important for real estate agents and realtors to do a preliminary a property profile and a preliminary title report, really ideally before listing the property, to see, you know, do your research and make sure there's no little gotchas that are hiding.
Absolutely.
Hiding in the from old uncles or, you know, weird loans that have, you know, appeared out of nowhere.
That is a fact.
And
yes,
we've never seen anything like that.
No.
Last time I think we got a call about there was some legal issues with the property, and you were telling people to look have a complete background before you jump in to buy the property.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's really important to people have a tendency to go into real estate in an impulse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're driving down the street, you see an open house, you go in, there's a friendly realtor there, and the cookies are baking, and it's beautiful, and you're like, oh my goodness, I love this house. No, you have to do your homework. You have to do your financial homework in terms of your, so you have to get pre-approved for a loan. So you want to make sure that you have any credit issues, employment issues, money issues, those get all resolved, you know, for your own homework, for your own self. Then you can start to look for properties. Then you have to research the properties that you're making an offer on. Do the title insurance check. Make sure that there's no issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there's physical issues of the property. So ask the listing agent if there are any pre-sale inspections
mm-hmm.
for roof, a home inspection, termite. What's the condition of the property? You want to go into acquiring a property, understanding as much as you possibly can about it, and see what your repair liabilities or other, you know, liabilities or obligations might be. You know, last week we talked a little about homeowners associations and things to be concerned about condominiums and townhouses
mm-hmm.
Related that you would not necessarily deal with in a single family home. And since I think a large percentage of our audience is first-time buyers
mm-hmm.
and, you know, looking to, you know, put their toes in the water of real estate, and consequently they'd be really interested in condos and townhouses, and those are things that you want to be aware of. You know, are there any lawsuits against the homeowners association?
True.
Construction defects, and, you know, these sorts of issues that you really want to be aware of. And that's why it's really important to understand that real estate is not a do-it-yourself situation. Yes, you can do a lot of research, and that's very important. And
so after your complete definition, I would just like to add one more thing. It's very, very important to have an expert by your side. There are so many things which won't be visible at the first step, but the expert will definitely guide you, steer you better.
You're absolutely
right. So for that,
right,
you can contact the real estate broker, Jeevan Zuchi, or the mortgage broker, George Duarte, who are here every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 a.m. at the Real Estate Corner to educate you and to guide you. So if you want to contact Jeevan Zuchi, the number is 510-589-3702. And for George, the number is 510-377-9059. If you're driving or out somewhere and you can't take down the number, just remember their websites, jeevanzuchi.com and georgeduarte.com. So they can definitely help you in selecting a property, buying a property, financing, refinancing a property. So we have experts who can take care of that.
That's right. Thank you for saying that, because it's really important, because look at it this way. You don't do it-yourself dentistry. You don't do it yourself.
Right. You don't operate on yourself.
Right. I mean, you have to really trust and find a good professional that you can ask. A lot of people, you do your financial planning, you do your estate planning, you call an expert. Well, when you're dealing with real estate, yes, there's a lot of information that you can get online, no doubt about that. And it's very helpful to provide a foundation and a background. But you really want to engage a professional for the details and to drill down into the specifics to give you some insights that you might not otherwise have. People who are familiar not just in the real estate generally, but who might be very familiar with a particular marketplace, a particular town, or a particular neighborhood.
Definitely. Yeah. So, would you like to add something to this, Jeevan? Are you still there?
I am, and I'm listening, and I tell you, I'm missing Terry, my dear friend.
I miss
Terry,
you too, Jeevan.
How are you?
Yeah, she's saying that she misses you too.
She didn't say that to me. She's only telling you.
No, she's saying that on air, loud and clear.
I miss you, Jeevan.
But I think, what George said, what Terry said, and, the wonderful people there, these are, very important things. And the listeners out there, as we have been talking about it earlier also, you need to call George and get approval for your loan. That's a must. And that is going to enable you to determine as to what price you can afford. There are so many beautiful homes out there. But unless you really know what you can afford, you will not be able to really help me to find a home for you. So please call George and get your financing straight and call me. We have beautiful homes, brand new homes, older homes, and we'll be able to help you. And as I have always said, we are all about accountability, reliability, and dependability. We're professionals, and we'll definitely make sure that we have a team here. As you see, all the guys that you have been listening to, it's a dream team. It's a very reliable professional team, and the escrow, everything will go very smoothly. The title, as Terry was just telling you, it's very important to see if there are any liens, if there's any defect, any problems. So these are all important considerations. And thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
All right, Jeevan, that's great. I'm so glad you mentioned that about the team. It really is true. A successful real estate team is what you get when a consumer retains the services of a real estate agent and a mortgage person. You've got the realtor who finds the property. You've got inspectors. You've got the title people to check the title and make sure that the title is good. You've got your insurance people. You've got it's remarkable how many people are actually involved in a real estate transaction. Everyone being a particular expert, and because there's really a lot to it, and it's not something, like I said earlier, it's not a do-it-yourself operation. And if you think that you can save some money, I'll represent myself, or I'm a seller and I'll represent myself. Well, guess what? All you're doing is creating liability. For example, if you're a seller and you do for sale by owner, right? Guess what? That does not resolve or absolve you of doing proper disclosures, the residential transfer disclosure report. You've got to do that whether you're a realtor or have a realtor involved or not. How many people know what that is or how to fill that out? They don't. And if you don't fill that out correctly and you don't disclose something properly, well, hold on, you've created a huge liability for yourself. And you might have saved yourself a few bucks by, selling it yourself, but you could very conceivably pay a whole ton of money later on to a buyer who finds out something that was not disclosed to them. So it's very important to understand that you're getting a professional team involved with you when you're purchasing or selling real estate.
Yes, so that's the moral of the story. As you don't do your own dentistry and don't operate on yourself, so you should not consider yourself an expert in real estate too. We have a qualified team with us here, and If you would like to buy or sell any property, you can contact Jeevan Zuchi. His number once more is 510-589-3702, and his website is jeevanzuchi.com. Or we also have mortgage broker who is an expert in his field, George Duarte, and he has N number of years experience. I know 11 a.m. Till then, sunte rahiye Radio Zindagi, Jeeja.